Well, there we have it. Good morning, everybody. Aaron Nagler here with Cheesehead TV with your Packers Daily Chat on the Cheesehead TV social channels. Showtime! Showtime at the El Sleazo! Good to see everybody in the comments section already, mixing it up, chopping it up on this Thursday morning after the news drops last night, literally while we were live on Packer Transplants, that the Packers have parted ways with special teams coordinator Sean Menenga after a less than special performance from his units the last 2 years. Matt LaFleur choosing to move on, I don't think to the surprise of anybody, especially considering the historic nature of the meltdown on teams this year, giving up two, not one, but two punt returns for touchdowns. First time that's happened in a single season since the 1960s and various other issues. I don't think Menenga was long for Green Bay. So no surprise there. Obviously, the question hanging in the air is what will be the fate of one Mike Pettine, the defensive coordinator. His contract is up. He chose not to sign an extension last offseason. Coached as a lame duck this year. Rob Demoski dropping that report last night. So now we wait. We know that he and LaFleur have spoken, but we do not know if LaFleur will be moving on and trying to find his own guy or bringing Pettine back. At some point, we will hear from Matt LaFleur. Still no official word from the Green Bay Packers in regards to hearing from LaFleur or even Gutekunst. The expectation is that we will hear from one, if not both of them, today, Thursday, or tomorrow, Friday. So we'll see. Sean McDermott had his press conference on Tuesday, by the way, the other loser in the championship game, his counterpart there, Tuesday. It's now Thursday. Just so we're on the timeline thing here, you know, where the other team had their coach already come out and talk about the game. But, you know, no big deal. No big deal there, Packers. Just take your time. Deshaun, thanks for the super chat, man. It still hurts. Man, you ain't lying. I feel you, man. I feel you. It's going to hurt for a while. We'll be better next year. Go Pack Go from Oregon. John, I like it, man. I like where your head's at. Hello. Good morning, everybody. First Thursday of the offseason. That's right, Joey. How are you doing, man? Nags, good morning from Minnesota. What's up, Blaine? How you doing? Sandy, of course Sandy's here. Big B's here. It's always good to see Big B. How you doing, buddy? Thanks for stopping by. If Pettine is out, maybe get someone from the Ravens defensive staff. Look, if Pettine is out, and that's no sure thing, but if Pettine is out, you got to believe Matt has a short list of guys he will call. As you're working your way up in the coaching ranks, you're always kind of keeping guys in the back of your mind, making lists as far as who you would call if, blah, blah, blah. Got to think Matt's got a list. Now, is there somebody from the Ravens staff on that list? Who knows? ATH _TR. So these are, yeah, crazy thing. Dylan wasn't used enough. I see. That's the thing. Aaron got hurt. He was out there quite a bit. They just didn't run the ball. I mean, there are a number of times where he's in the backfield with Aaron and either gets split out or is just used to, run a check down or whatever. I mean, he's out there. They just didn't hand him the ball. But he played a number of snaps. What else we got? Nuclear Family, thanks for the super chat. Florio is a Vikings fan. How likely is it his sources are Vikings execs and they're trying to fracture the Rodgers-Packers relationship? # go GameStop. The Robin Hood thing is amazing this morning. Mike has legit sources everywhere. You can bag on Florio, and he is a Vikings fan, and he is definitely a clickbait troll at times, but the report of Rodgers wanting something done with his contract, that's legit. That has very little to do with him being a Vikings fan. I kick ass. Thanks to the super chat. Not saying we need changes, but do you think we need bring back the same wide receiving core? I think for the most part, I don't know. In the NFL, it's hard to imagine things staying static from year to year. Things change each and every season. Who knows if they stick with Funchess next year, who will be back after opting out due to COVID. We'll see. I tend to think it's most likely the same, or at least pretty similar. They could always add somebody in the draft, and everyone would lose their minds with happiness, because, you know, that's all anyone's talked about. But I think it'll be pretty similar, yeah. Morning, Aaron. Go Pack Go. What's up, Richard? How are you? Everybody commenting on Robin Hood. I'm not going to talk about it, because we just talk about Packers here. But, yeah, exactly. Brady, thanks for the super chat. I love this team, but it's inevitable there will be tough decisions. Is there a guy or two on other squads on their way out that you'd like to be on the Packers? Nobody leaps to mind, Brady. The problem right now when it comes to pining for other people in free agency or even trying to assess who the Packers might go after is we have no idea what the cap is going to be. Not just the cap situation, but what the actual cap will be. Until that gets finalized and sorted out, it's hard to even talk about what kind of approach the Packers might take, because I think this is probably a year where, you know, one or two stars get paid insane money and then maybe some young guys get paid. But for the most part, it's going to be a lot of 1 year prove it deals or 1 year kind of hold deals. Let's wait a year and then try and hit the market again next year. I tend to think the Packers will be swimming in a lot of those waters, a lot of the 1 year deal type things. But until we know for sure, I know there's been reports that the PA and the league could try to borrow from future caps to kind of prop up the cap number this year. We'll see, though. That all has yet to play out. And until we get some kind of, better picture there, it's hard to determine who they might go after. Will we go for J.J. Watt? No. I mean, I'd love J.J. to be on Green Bay's team, but no. My school lost internet, so school is over. How is everyone? Bella, good to see you. Thanks for joining us. I just want Lindsley back. Man, I want Lindsley back too, but it's not likely. It's just hard to see them paying Corey on a third contract when they've drafted three linemen. They've shown during his absence that they can work just fine without him. And they have Davante Adams and Jaire Alexander both going into the last years of their deals. I just don't see it, man. I'd love to be wrong. I'd love headline as soon as we're done here, Packers signing Lindsley to an extension. I would absolutely love it, but so that's going to be real tough. What else we got? The media bit hard on Rodgers' comments. He had been saying the same thing all year. Thomas, 100%. I bitched about it last night on Transplants. I put up a clip on Twitter last night. Go check it out, because yes, exactly. Nagler's never right. You got that right, Nathan. Exactly. Is King gone? I would assume so, but we'll see. Dustin, thanks to the super chat. Love all the mainstream media trying to discredit Pat McAfee. Well, we all got stuff to do. Jim Leonard for DC. It's a possibility. I tend to think that's a pretty big jump, though, to go from defensive coordinator in college, even a Big Ten school, blah, blah, blah. Guy who's had a lot of success, obviously. The other thing is Jim cut his teeth as a player in Mike Pettine's defense. Pettine's and Rex Ryan's. I got to assume he's running a very similar scheme. I'm not so sure Matt's going to call him up and say, hey, can you keep running the same scheme that drives me nuts? I have a hard time imagining that. But you never know. I kick ass. Thanks for the super chat. If we don't find a solid replacement for Lindsley, does Elton shift over to center? I don't know if it's like that delineated, but that's an option, right? And that's one of the pieces of the puzzle that Brian always likes to talk about as far as reasoning behind maybe not paying Corey or telling Corey, hey, we'd love to have you back on a team-friendly deal, but we've got options. I wouldn't think that would be like the plan, but yes, it definitely gives them flexibility without question. Oh, well, where'd it go? Oh, there we go. Michael, thank you for the super chat. Which rookie can you see taking a big second year jump? And do you think the second year players will attend rookie minicamp? I think there's a possibility of what you're talking about there with the second year guys, because they had no offseason, basically just a Zoom offseason. I think that's going to be determined by the NFLPA, though. That's not really a decision the Packers get to make. As far as which rookie takes a big jump, I mean, the obvious answer for me is Josiah DeGuara, because you saw real kind of glimmers of talent in the very limited time we got to see him before the injury. I hope he comes back right as rain and hits the ground running, because it was really kind of tantalizing to see his talent on display there early in the season. Has Pettine definitely gone? Not definitely, Tonks. Not yet. Still a mystery. Kevin, thanks for the super chat. Why did Pettine stop showing double A gap, more disguised looks? Hot quarterbacks pick us apart on a regular basis. Kevin, I'm with you, man. I thought one of the big issues, and it's so weird because it's the kind of the same thing, was a carryover, a continuation of Dom Capers, in the sense that he took advantage of young and experienced quarterbacks all the time. But the better quarterbacks, he did very, very poorly in regards to having some kind of mechanism in his calls where guys could disguise much better because you saw the Bradys and, you know, the better quarterbacks in the world just be able to walk up to the line of scrimmage, identify things, make adjustments, and away they go. You know, Philip Rivers did it down in Indianapolis this year, out in LA 2 years ago. Brady did it on week six and again on Sunday. Now, obviously, Brady threw those three interceptions, and two of those are, one and a half really, are due to pressure. But for the most part, a lot of static looks. And I do wonder why there wasn't more kind of an attempt, at least, to disguise things. Brian, thanks for the super chat. I'm pumped for Rashawn Gary to take a bigger role. Yeah, I mean, he really came on strong down the stretch. There's no question he's one of the best players on that side of the ball, probably the second best after Jair. His role will only begin to continue to expand, I got to think. It's going to be interesting to see what happens with Preston. I think Za'Darius is probably just going to continue on, but with Preston, I do wonder if they'll approach him about either taking some kind of pay cut and or restructuring his deal, if not outright releasing him. But we'll see. A lot of offseason to go. Zach, thank you for the super chat. Maybe far-fetched, but wondering if 12 would take a pay cut similar to Brady in New England to help round out the team and lock up 17 and 23 long-term. Thoughts? No chance. Nope. Aaron's talked about it before. You know, Tom has Giselle. Aaron has Aaron. You know, he's not taking no pay cut. He wants guarantees. He wants the opposite. You know, look, and I get it, man. He played on a below market deal for a very long time. And then he signed an extension. And now we're, you know, a couple years into it. And again, he is below market. I mean, he's on his third MVP and he's making the same money as Jared Goff. Totally get it, man. You are worth what the market will bear. And he is worth every penny. Clark is the second best Nags. There's an argument. Yeah. I'm with you there. You guys know I love Kenny. But I think at the end, Rashawn was probably a little bit more disruptive and all around a more disruptive player. But I'm buying what you're selling there. Coach LaFleur on transplants? I would doubt anytime soon. He was on twice this year, though. He will undoubtedly be joining us this summer when COVID is maybe not in the rearview mirror, but a little bit more under control. We will have him over to the house there in Green Bay for a special Packer transplants at some point. That will happen. Cody, thank you for the super chat. I know you are not a huge fan of NFL draft talk, but I really enjoyed the chat you and Renner had. Oh, thanks, Cody. Look, I said on the radio this morning, I appreciate the draft and the coverage of it. It's just when it goes on for like 6 months, that's when it gets to be a bit much. People disappear up their backsides. And the real issue for me is how it warps perception of what the draft is and how it is utilized, especially in Green Bay. And people then kind of, you know, build these arguments, straw men really, that have nothing to do with reality because they've spent 6 months devouring all the content in the draft industrial complex. I love the draft. I love talking about it. I love talking to smart guys like Mike. And I'm going to continue to do that. That's how I learn about the draft, is by talking to people who cover it. And hopefully you guys will keep showing up and we can talk about it and have a good time. But, you know, then on draft night, then when they don't pick the guys that you had on your lists, don't freak out. That's all I ask. But thank you, Cody. Yeah, we're going to do a lot more of that throughout the offseason with Mike and with other fine folks all around the blogosphere. Rodgers' restructured deal benefits the Packers, doesn't it? Nathan, it does in the sense of immediately it will bring down his cap number without question. And that will help, especially in a year where the cap will be kind of going backwards for the first time in modern memory. But it does kind of kick the can down the street, so to speak, as far as spreading out those guarantees. Nuclear Family, thank you for the super chat. What do we do as fans not get about salary cap? Are we wrong to root for players to not get paid too much as a competitive advantage, or is that Madden? Wait, what? A lot going on there, buddy. What do we as fans not get about salary cap? Are we wrong to root for players to not get paid too much? Man, you can root for whatever you want to root for. That's why, you know, I root for Corey Linsley to get paid. I want the man to get paid. You know, whether it's in Green Bay or wherever, I want every guy who plays in the NFL to get as much as they can. God knows, you just have to watch any Sunday of football and know that, you know, one play and you're done. That's the chance you're taking every time you step on the field. So get as much as you can when you can. As far as rooting for guys to get paid or less or whatever, I understand the nature of the NFL is that we root for the laundry, right? We root for the colors of our team. We root for that G. Yeah, we're Packers fans. Of course, we want the best for our team. I don't think it's hard to turn around, though, and be a human and say, man, I really hope even if he doesn't get paid in Green Bay, he gets paid. That's where I fall on it. Q King, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. Hopefully next season, Coach will stick to the game plan when Dylan carries multiple defenders 5+ yards instead of just airing it out. How do you watch that play, right, and not keep feeding the man? Oh, you're going to get me all upset here, Q. But yes. Oh, you know, that play was so hot. That play was so hot. Corey, hi, Nags. Do you think Matt LaFleur and Goody move quickly in replacing Mnenga and possibly Pettine, or do you expect a longer, more drawn-out process? What are the benefits to either approach? Well, it's hard, right, because a lot of the staffs have taken shape at this point. You know, we've seen a lot of the hires get made, although the Texans did just name their head coach, yesterday? The reports came out that they're hiring their head coach. So I don't doubt there's still some shaking of the tree, so to speak, to be had as far as finding assistance. I don't know as far as the speed of, again, it depends on if Matt has somebody in mind. I got to think he makes that call pretty quick. On Mnenga and the special teams part of it, that's going to be interesting. I know lots of folks try to point to the Packers lowballing, what's his name, who ended up with New Orleans, who was the special teams coach in Miami. Of course, there it's way more complicated than the internet wants to make it. Yes, the Packers had misgivings about paying that money, but they also were talking to the guy, and his family wanted nothing to do with moving to Green Bay. And that's what no one talks about. You know, the reason he was asking for top dollar is because the only way he was going to make that move and bring his wife and kids up to Green Bay was if they overpaid, basically. They didn't want to do that. So that's fine, man. You know, I understand him making that, you know, taking that position. So he goes to New Orleans, stays down south. This is the thing that no one talks about. It is what it is. It's all good in the hood. So we'll see where Coach goes with special teams. I got to think he possibly promotes from within, but do you really want to stick with somebody who is part of what the problem was? I don't know. We'll see. Thoughts on Preston Smith and his future with the Packers? Talked about it a little bit ago. I think there's a good chance they ask him to restructure, and if he is not amiable to that, then they possibly let him go. But we'll see. Bernie, thanks so much. Those are really kind words. Thank you very, very much. Sam, thank you for the super chat. I'm all for improving the team, but all I'm going to say is I wouldn't mind Goody taking another quarterback in the first just to watch what happens. Oh, baby. That'd be insane, right? We get to April and Gutekunst takes another quarterback. And he's just sitting there looking at Aaron Rodgers going, "What's up?" That'd be great. I would lose my mind if I haven't already. Do you think the time the Packers bring in a new place kicker and punter? Place kicker? No. Mason Crosby, not going anywhere. But punter? Yes. To me, the J.K. Scott experiment should be over. I was really rooting for him. Really hoped he could work things out consistency-wise. Hasn't happened. It's been 3 years. Time to move on. That's my opinion. Now, what the Packers do, I have no idea. I'm fine with Lindsley leaving because we got Runyon. No, I hear you, Thomas. What's worse for Aaron's legacy, Tom winning another Super Bowl or Mahomes, a.k.a. Rodgers 2.0, winning his second? Jake, who cares? Honestly, that's like talk radio talk. I don't care. I mean, maybe I know people probably do and will sit around debating it, but I honestly don't care. I just watch the Packers. I don't care about the rest of it. But it would be a lovely place. Yeah, it would. If you took another quarterback, oh my God. More importantly, a new long snapper. Oh, Joey, you hit it on the head there. Absolutely, 1,000%. Hunter Bradley needs to be moved on from as well. But you don't, sometimes you don't want to mess the operation up. Messes with Mason's head. been down that road before. Punter in the first round. All right, we're talking long snappers and punters in the first round. That means it's time for me to go. I can't thank you guys enough for hanging out, talking Packers. If you missed Packer Transplants last night, the season-ending edition, make sure you check that out on YouTube and Facebook. Please do me a monster favor. Hit like on this video. Subscribe to the channel. Tell your friends. Tell your family. Cheesehead TV. We are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Be here all offseason. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great day. Go Pack Go.